partial shutdown in the U.S. government. That's what officially started on Friday night and was still going when we produced this show. That's first today on CNN 10. Congress and the president have to agree on funding for the U.S. government for all of its offices to stay open. They haven't. Their latest deadline to do this was Friday night. And though the House of Representatives passed a measure last week to keep the government funded temporarily, that measure failed in the Senate. And Democrats and Republicans spent the weekend blaming each other for the roadblock. Republicans control both chambers of Congress and the White House. So Democrats believe voters will blame Republicans for the shutdown. But the Republican majority in the Senate is slim. They hold 51 seats to the Democrats' 49. And Republicans believe Democrats will be blamed because they filibustered. They moved against legislation that would have kept the government open. And there weren't enough votes in the Senate to overcome the filibuster. So why did Democrats filibuster? Before they approved the budget, they wanted agreement to be reached on what happens to 700,000 people who came or were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Republicans don't want to negotiate on that until enough Democrats vote to reopen the government first. So yesterday afternoon, both sides were dug in. Most Americans are not directly affected by a government shutdown. But those who are face some uncertainty.
Roughly 1.9 million government workers would be considered essential and stay on the job. Air traffic controllers, security officers, food inspectors, prison guards. Social Security checks would go out. The post office would be open, but at a steep price to many workers.
The military will still go to work. They will not get paid. The border will still be patrolled. They will not get paid.
Meanwhile, many services would be stopped or delayed. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would back down its flu tracking program, even as the nation faces the worst outbreak in years. Some senior nutrition programs would be paused. 200,000 passport applications went unprocessed in 1995. Congress funds much of the scientific research done in this country. In 2013, that meant some experiments went on hold and suffered costly losses of data. And in space, that same year, for more than 2 weeks, NASA reportedly stopped monitoring potentially dangerous asteroids. A big one, by the way, is expected to brush by Earth on February 4th.